Planning bill will not solve housing crisis. The demand for housing is ever present in Southwark in southeast London, where I live. An estimated 7,000 plus are on the housing list, while, according to the latest available figures, affordable housing has slumped to a 3-year low of 21%. This fails to meet the meager 35% set out in the council's own policy. Shockingly, research has shown that as many as 1 in 24 homes lie unoccupied in the borough. The proposed changes in the Queen's speech to move to a zonal housing development system, under the guise of removing red tape from the planning process, will do nothing to improve this situation. Described as a radical overhaul of the planning system, power will be further removed from local councils to grant planning permission according to the needs of their constituents. The Tories also failed to set out any plans for a social housing bill. Working class people who have been waiting for the basic right of safe and secure housing for as long as 2 decades may never be housed. The term affordable housing is now splashed across council documents as a way of making it appear as though genuinely affordable and council-run housing is being built. In fact, housing marked affordable can cost tenants 80% of market rents. Only the Socialist Party's demand of mass council house building program will begin to resolve the problem of homelessness and insecure housing in the capital, and across the UK. Ellen Kenyon-Pierce, South East London Socialist Party.